No, Chag HaPesach has so much to talk about, and over the years we've spoken about many, many different sugyas, but tonight what I want to speak about is the nature of Hallel that many communities have the custom of saying on Leil HaSeder in Shul. So some communities do, some communities do not. Let us just discuss this issue and try to understand it. Now, Pesach is a unique holiday in many different ways, but one of the aspects that stands out about Pesach is that we find four different Hallels that are recited throughout the Yom Tov. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam writes, quoting a Gemara, at the time of Shechitas Karban Pesach, when they used to shech the Karban Pesach, they used to say Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam says that was the job of the Levim. They were always on call to say Hallel whenever a Karban Sibur was offered. Well, if that's the case, why do you sing Hallel when we bring the Karban Pesach? So the Gemara explains, because Karban Pesach in some ways is considered like a Karban Sibur, even though an individual person can bring a Karban Pesach, but in some characteristics it is considered to be a Karban Pesach. So that is one Hallel. The second Hallel that we find is on Leil HaSeder. Number one, we say, in many communities, we say Hallel in Shul on Leil HaSeder, and then once again, when we get home, we say Hallel in the context of Magid. So we say half of it before the meal, half of it at the end of the meal. Then we have the next portion of Hallel, which is in the morning, the first 2 days of Pesach here in Chutz Laaretz, you say Hallel Shalem. And then the rest of the duration of Pesach, we say only a Chatzi Hallel. So this is very, very complicated, trying to figure out what is the story with all these different Hallels and how do we understand them. What we're going to focus on this evening is the nature of the Hallel that we say in Shul on Leil HaSeder. And the story begins with a comment of the Maseches Sofrim. Maseches Sofrim was written in the days of the Gaonim, after the Siyum HaTalmud, after the Gemara was finished. We now have one of the Masechtas Ketanos that is referred to as Maseches Sofrim. And there we have in Perek Chav, Halacha Zayin, Tanya Rab Shimon ben Yehud Sadek Omer, Yamim Shmona Asar, we have 18 days in the year when we have to say Hallel, V'layla Echad, and one evening. What are those 18 days and one evening? Elohein. So the Mishnah in Maseches Sofrim then goes on to enumerate all of the different times in the year when we say Hallel. Number one, Shmonis Himei Chanukah. The 8 days of Chanukah we say Hallel Shalem. Shmonis Himei Achag, the 8 days of Sukkis. Yom Tov Shel Atzeres. We say Hallel one day on Shavuos. We say Hallel on one day of Pesach. And Leilo, we say Hallel on one evening of Pesach. Uva Gola, if you live in Chutz Laaretz and you don't live in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you have 2 days Pesach instead of one, so then you have to do the math, and it turns out to be Esrim Yom. It's going to be Echa Esrim Yom, 21 days, and Shnei Leilos. It's going to be two evenings because you have both nights of the Seder. Then the Maseches Sofrim makes an important comment in general about Hallel. Mitzvah min amuvchar likros es Hallel b'shnei Leilos shel Galios u'levarech aleihem. We have a mitzvah to say Hallel and to make a bracha when you say Hallel. Ula Amram b'ne'ima. My father, every year on Leil HaSeder, says that you're not supposed to run through the Hallel. Hallel is one of the most important parts of what we do on Leil HaSeder, that you have to say it nicely and you have to really mean what you say. Then writes the Maseches Sofrim, when you once again repeat the Hallel and say it in your home in the context of the Seder, there's no reason to make a bracha then, because I already made the bracha in Shul when I said Hallel at the end of davening, and therefore there's no reason to repeat the bracha on the Hallel when I get home. Even though I would have said, these are two different Hallels, one you say in Shul, one you do at home, but still, says the Maseches Sofrim, no need for a new bracha, because you have already said it. Now the problem is, why do you say it twice? So we're just getting started, just hold on a minute. Why do we say Hallel at all? In Shul or in the house? Which one are you asking about? Why do we say it in Hallel in the Seder, or why do we say it in Shul? So it's a good question. We're going to see in a minute how the Rishonim understand this. But before we get there, we have to look at a Gemara Maseches Erechin. And here the Gemara Maseches Erechin has almost the same list, but it leaves out Hallel b'Leil HaSeder. So let's see. The Gemara there in Erechin says, Shnei Maser Yom B'Shana Makeh B'Chalil. There are 12 days in the year where you have the Kohanim and the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash Makeh B'Chalil playing certain instruments. Maishnahani, why these days? Ho v'yachid b'hem, gomer b'hem es Hallel. Because these are the days when a person has to say Hallel Shalim. Da'amer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yehud Tzadok, Shmona Asar Yamim, Sha'ayachid gomer b'hem es Hallel. Here's the list of the 18 days a year when a person has to say Halal Shalem. And for some reason, the Gemara Maseches Erechin leaves out Leil HaSeder. So the Maseches Sofrim puts it in, and the Gemara Erechin leaves it out. So the Ramban picks up on this problem, and he says, what's going on? How come there's a discrepancy between what we find in the Maseches Sofrim and what we find in the actual Gemara? Why doesn't our Gemara mention Halal on Leil HaSeder? And he makes 2 points in his argument. Number one, says the Ramban in number Gimel, Mikan Nira, from here would seem, Kishuhu Kore Oso Bebeso, Ton Bracha, says the Ramban, on Leil HaSeder, in our homes, when we go through the Haggadah Shel Pesach, says the Ramban, if you read the Maseches Sofrim carefully, it would seem to be a very clear indication that we actually have an obligation to say Halal at our house in the middle of the Haggadah and to make a bracha on that Halal. However, he says, Shubichlal Yamim Shayachid Gomer Behemas Halal, Ella, the Maseches Sofrim says, Shim Kadam Vikar Vibes HaKnesses, Einot Tzarech Shekvar Birech Barabim. So point number one that the Ramban makes is, really, we're all supposed to be saying a bracha on Halal in our homes in the middle of the Seder. The only reason why we don't is because we've already recited Halal in Shul. That's the point number one that he makes from the Maseches Sofrim himself. Yeah. Yeah, so? But why don't you make a bracha normally? Likros HaHalel. But Asher Galon is not a bracha on the Halel. You have a mitzvah, Asher Kachan Mitzvah Tzivan Likros HaHalel. That's what we normally say when we have an obligation. Says the Ramban, you're right, we really should have said that bracha. And the answer is, the reason why we don't make that bracha is because we already said the bracha in Shul.
So why should that come? What's so good about
that? So, you're saying, why should that be enough?
Yeah, I should make a sign. If I need a bracha, then I should say it at home.
And if you don't need, then why are you saying halal at all? Okay, so let's see. So now the Ramban says, Vim Tomar. Now he asks the second question, what's going on with the discrepancy between the Gemara and Erechin and the Maseches Sofrim? So the Ramban says, don't get bothered by this question. The Gemara and Erechin agrees as well that you have to say halal b'leil HaSeder and shul. Nobody disagrees about that. And therefore the Ramban says over here, that we shouldn't get bothered by that question. You can read the Ramban on your own. But for the point number one that he makes, is a very important one. What's going on? We have Halal B'Leil HaSeder that we say in Shul, and then we have Halal again that we say at home? Do we have to say both of them? It's a very good question. And what the Ramban seems to say here is, if you read it carefully, that there are two different understandings of why we say Halal. And the Ramban says, Halal that you say in the morning by davening, let's say, that is a halal that we say because today is Yom Tov, because today is Pesach. The same way we would say halal on Sukkis, we say halal during davening on all the days of Pesach. However, the Ramban says, the halal that we say b'leil HaSeder has nothing to do with the fact that it's Pesach. The halal that we say b'leil HaSeder is because we are in the performance of a mitzvah. And the same way that the Rambam says, while you do Shechitas Karban Pesach, you say halal, so too while you're in the midst of the mitzvah of Achilas Karban Pesach, which is Leil HaSeder, you also say Halal. And that's the way the Ramban understands what is happening with this Halal on the Leil HaSeder. Now, why did they institute Halal at all? Which is your question. We're going to say Halal at home. What do we need to say it in Shul for? So the tour tries to give us an understanding as to where this came from and what the reason was for this institution. Says the tour in Siman Taf Ayin Gimel, and we have it here on number Dalet. Yesh Mekomo Shenogin Likros Halal Bebeis HaKnesses B'Tzibur. There are some communities that have the practice to say Halal in Shul on Pesach night. Why? Kedei shelo yitzdarchu levarech alav b'shas ha-hagadah. Very strange. The whole reason that we say it in Shul is just so that we don't have to make a bracha when we get home. What would be so offensive if you made a bracha when you got home?
And if you didn't say it in Shul, then why did you make a bracha?
Exactly, and if you didn't say it in Shul, what if I missed it in Shul? So the Rishonim give all kinds of reasons why we don't say a bracha on Halal in the middle of the Seder. Some say because it's broken up in two parts, so if you're not going to say the whole thing in one sitting, how can you make a bracha? And then you're going to be mafsik in the middle with eating and talking, and everyone speaks in the middle of Shulchan Aruch. So that's what some Rishonim say. Many reasons that the Rishonim give as to why we don't make a bracha on Halal in the middle of the Seder. But says the Tur, how can you go Pesach night and not make a bracha on the Halal? That's inconceivable. And therefore the Tur writes, they have to figure out how to get around the problem. So you know what? We're going to make you say Halal twice. Make you say Halal twice. First, we're going to make you say Halal in Shul. This way you make the bracha and you're covered with the bracha on Halal for the night. And then we're going to make you say Halal again. B'shashi yez matzu maru munachim lefanecha. Okay. writes it to her. V'yesh lo smach b'maseches sofrim. This is a very beautiful minhag, and it has roots all the way back to the maseches sofrim. The Beis Yosef there writes, Ein laharich, don't get too bogged down with this minhag. V'pneisha minhag kala olam shalo lavarech al halal sha'omer al shulchano. Nobody makes a bracha on halal in the middle of the Seder. U'minhag b'nei svarah dekrosa b'tzibur ulavarech ala b'beis ha'knesses. Kedivrei HaMaseches Sofrim. Says the Beis Yosef, we follow the practice of the Maseches Sofrim, we say Halal and Shul, and this way we're covered with the bracha, we don't have to worry about the lack of bracha later on. The Ran quotes the Rashba, who goes even further, and he says, Iker Takanas Kriyas HaHalal B'Leilei Pesachim, the Iker Takana of Halal on Leil Pesach was in the Beis HaKnesses. So my main obligation that I have to say Halal on Leil Pesach is the halal that we're going to say in shul. That's how far the Rashba goes. And the Rashba says, therefore, we made an institution. Since you're really supposed to say halal in shul, and when we say halal in shul, everyone says a bracha. Therefore, says the Ran quoting the Rashba, therefore we made a takana, nobody makes a bracha at home. Because we assume everyone did it in shul already. So this is very unusual. It's very hard to understand exactly what goes on. And then we look in Shulchan Aruch and we find that there seem to be two divergent customs. The Shulchan Aruch writes as follows: B'leil Rishon Shel Pesach, Gomer Mahalo B'tzibur B'ne'ima B'bracha T'chila V'sof. Says the Mechaber, you say a bracha at the beginning, a bracha at the end, by this halal that we say in Shul. V'chein B'leil Sheni Shel Shnei Yom Tovim Shel Galis. If you live in Chutz La'aretz, you say halal both nights of Pesach in Shul, and you make a bracha on it at the beginning, and you end off with a bracha at the end. Says the Ramah, V'kol Zeh Ein Anu Nogim Kein. The Ramah writes, this is not the practice of Minhag Ashkenaz. Ki ein anu omrim b'layla b'beis ha'knesses halal klal. Says the Ramah, why would we say halal? We're going to say halal in the middle of the Seder. So why should we repeat it? Which is your question. Very good one. So this is the machlokas, the Mechaber and the Ramah. But the Ramah doesn't explain his objection, and the Mechaber doesn't explain why he thinks it's a good idea. So how do we understand this? So the Vilna Gaon there writes, in Siman Taf Pei Zayin, he says, I'll explain to you what the crux of the issue is all about. Says the Vilna Gaon, what they're arguing about is the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that there was a takana to say halal mishum persume nisa in shul on Leil HaSeder. It's not good enough to say it in your house. You have an actual obligation, there's a takana derabanan, that all of us as a community should say halal together, to come together as a community and be grateful for all the miracles that we as a community have experienced. Not just as an individual, but together as a people. And therefore we have an obligation, says the Mechaber, to say Halel B'Leil HaSeder in Shul. Why does the Ramah argue? The Ramah says, this was never a takana. All this was a minhag that developed. Why did they develop this minhag? Because there were many people who were illiterate. And they didn't know how to say Halel at home. So everybody knows, how can you have a whole Leil HaSeder? How can you go through all the great miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim? How can you talk about all the wonderful things that happen and not say halal? It doesn't make sense. What are you going to do if you happen to be from those people who doesn't know how to read Hebrew? You don't know how to say halal? So great idea, says the Ramah. They came up with this idea in the days of the Maseches Sofrim that we should have one communal halal for everybody in shul just in case there's somebody who later is going to go home and won't know how to say the words on their own. So therefore the Ramah says, Aval Hayom, but today, when everybody knows how to read halal on their own, there's no longer any reason to say it in shul. We're all going to go home in 5 minutes from now, we're going to say halal at the table, and then we're covered. So that's the crux of the issue. That's why the Ramah is of the opinion that today, there's no reason to say halal, because everybody's going to say it at their own table at home. However, the Mechaber says, no, this was an absolute takana midirabanan, that everybody has to say halal not only in their homes, but together as a community, mishum pishtume nisa, we need to say it together in shul. And therefore he assumes even today, even bizman hazeh, when everybody's going to say halal at home, that is not going to suffice, that won't be enough, and we have to repeat halal once again. There's a story that's told about the Biskura. Whether it's a true story or not, I have no idea, I wasn't there. But the story that Reb Zevin writes is that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik felt that the proper custom was like the Shulchan Aruch, that everybody should actually say halal in shul after davening is over with a bracha. And that's what they did in Brisk. That was the shul of Reb Chaim, and that's what they did. And apparently his young son, the Briskerov, disagreed with his father, and he said, what do you mean? The Ramah says that Minhag Ashkenaz is not to, so therefore we have the practice that we don't. And apparently the story goes, the way Reb Zevin writes it, that his son, the Brisker Rav, walked out on his father's shul when they started to say halal. That's the story they say. I have no idea if it's true or not. What I do know is that the son of the Brisker Rav, Reb David Soloveitchik, who's still alive, he's almost 100 years old, he writes in one of his Sfarim on Chumash that he read the story and he thinks it's an unacceptable story. It cannot be. Let's read what he says. Ulam, b'sefer hanal yesh keta she'asur le'omro. He says it's a wonderful sefer that Reb Zevin wrote, but I have an objection to one paragraph that he has there. Shekasvu sham, that they write there, she'agrach nahag lomar halal b'lo pesach b'beis ha'knesses. They write that Reb Chaim had the practice, like the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Ramah, that we say halal and shul. And he instructed his family to do the same. That's what they did in shul. Umaran agrees, my father, the Brisker Rav, nag shalom lomar halal b'beis ha'knesses. He quotes a story that the Brisker Rav objected to his father, Reb Chaim. Va'af she'agrach kos alav machmazeh. And my grandfather, Reb Chaim, was angry at his son, the Brisker Rav, for not listening to him. And the Brisker Rav was so sure of his opinion that he argued on his great father Reb Chaim and he wouldn't listen to him. And they were fighting about those days leading up to Pesach. Finally, when it came to Leil HaSeder, and Reb Chaim makes a clap on the bima that everyone should say Hallel, my father, the young Brisker Rav, walked out on my grandfather Reb Chaim. Ad kan divrei ha-sefer hanal. That's the story that they have about that's the legend they say about the Brisker Rav. Vizeo sheker nora, says Rav David Soloveitchik, this cannot be true. It's a lie. V'chutzpah lichtov, and it's disrespectful to write she'agrach tziva kein v'kas halav. Can you imagine that the great Rav Chaim Soloveitchik is standing there in shul, the Rav of the city, and he tells his children, okay, we're about to say halal, and his young son, the Brisker Rav, sees his father screaming and yelling about halal, and he doesn't listen to him, and he storms out of shul because of that. It can't be. And he says, "Kasher karasi zos." When I read the story, "Naasesi chola lekama yamin." You know, when I read stories that they make up about my father in the newspaper, I get sick for a few days because they're really nasty stories. This is like, you know, it's not so bad. So your father held like the Ramah, it's not so terrible. He says, "I was sick for a few days. How can you make up such a story about my father?" Halo maran zalo asa shum maisa atchachasha mayomer hagrach alzeh. My father, the Brisker Rav, his whole life never did anything unless he fully understood what would his father, Reb Chaim, have said about whatever it is that he's doing now. So he says, do you think, in your right mind, that the Brisker Rav would have been so disrespectful to his own father in front of his face, if for the rest of his life he was always so careful to figure out what it is that his father did? Okay, I don't know, the story's true, it's not true, it doesn't matter, it's an interesting story. Regardless, somebody sent me an email a few weeks ago and asked, how could it be that Rav Soloveitchik was so into saying halal b'leil ha-seder if the Brisker Rav said he shouldn't? What's the kasha? I said to him, Reb Chaim said he should. What's the big deal? So the Brisker Rav said he shouldn't. Maybe he did, maybe he didn't. First of all, it's not clear that the Brisker Rav said that. And even if he did say that, who cares? So the rest of the world says that you should. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, based on the Masechet Sofrim. I don't understand what the major question is and why Rav Soloveitchik's practice is considered to be so questionable if it's really what the Shulchan Aruch explains based on the pashtus of the Masechet Sofrim. So as we mentioned, the Mechaber assumes, like the Masechet Sofrim, that halal should be said b'leil ha-seder with a bracha. Yeah. That's the problem. So the Ramah is the one who needs a lot of explanation, and the way the Vilna Gaon explains the position of the Ramah is, you're right, the Masechet Sofrim was something that came along later on, but it wasn't a takana midrabanan, it was just a minhag. Why did they come across? Right. It's a good question. I don't know. So that's the Ramban's kasha. The Ramban already wonders, why does the Gemara in Erechin not quote at all? And the Ramban says, nah, it's because the Gemara in Erechin is giving a whole different list. A whole different list that's based on what goes on in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it's not relevant to what goes on in Shul and what goes on in our homes. That's what the Ramban answers.
Maybe the Ramah
says that the Gemara in Erechin is the right one. Exactly, and not like the Masechet Sofrim, which really ties into what you're saying as well. Maybe the Masechet Sofrim is rejected because it's against our Gemara.
But is it always halakha always considered this sort of the next point after Shas to go to Masechet Sofrim?
I think so.
Source of halakha?
Yeah, it's printed in the back of the Gemara. Yeah, the Maseches Sofrim is...
In other words, higher than Shulchan Aruch.
Correct. It came before the Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
That's that 500 years before.
Yeah.
So we should go by it.
Unless you say the Gemara is against it. If the Gemara is against it, like you're very correctly saying, again, the Ramban tries to give some sort of explanation that the Gemara is not a steer to the Maseches Sofrim. But if you assume that it is, so then you automatically say, that's what Pshat in the Ramah is. The Ramah said, our Gemara rejects this position of the Maseches Sofrim. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch clearly says that Beleil HaSeder, in Shul, you make a bracha. And the problem with that is that it's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. Because we have other places where the Shulchan Aruch talks about a minhag Yisrael, and the Shulchan Aruch says, because it's only a minhag, you do not recite a bracha. For example, any Sfardim in the room? I don't know. Right? So the Shulchan Aruch very clearly writes, when we say Halal on Rosh Chodesh, Halal on Rosh Chodesh is not an obligation. Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag, the Gemara says. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch writes, in Hilchos Chanukah, Simen Tav Chav Beis, that on Rosh Chodesh, Korim Halal Bediluk, Bein Yachid, Bein Sibur. And then he quotes the position of the Rambam, which is, V'yesh Omrim, She'af HaTzibur Ein Mevarech Halav L'Betchila V'L'Besof, when you daven Halal on Rosh Chodesh B'Tzibur, you do not recite a bracha, which is the minhag of the Sfardim. And why is that the case? V'zeh Das HaRambam V'chein Nogim Mechol Eretz Yisrael L'Sviv Oseh. Says the Shulchan Aruch, we don't recite a bracha on Halal on Rosh Chodesh, because Halal on Rosh Chodesh is only a minhag. It's not a real din, it's not a real takana. So the question is, why is it that here, when we have something that's not a real takana, it's only a minhag that happened later on, like the Maseches Sofrim clearly assumes, so then why is it that the Shulchan Aruch here writes that a bracha will be recited if generally the Shulchan Aruch assumes that we do not recite a bracha on something which is only a minhag? There's a third place where the Shulchan Aruch also seems to be following what he says here, but it's a problem in the general context of the psukim of the Shulchan Aruch himself, and that is in Hilchos Chanukah. And in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, the Mechaber writes that on Chanukah, although we are all going to light Neres Chanukah in our homes, Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, we should also light Neres Chanukah in the shul. Where does that come from? So there, everybody agrees that that's only a minhag. That's not a real takana de Rabbanan, that's just a minhag. We do Mishum Pirsumei Nisa, wonderful, nice thing to do. But the Shulchan Aruch says, there you make a bracha. Writes the Vilna Gaon, why do you make a bracha? Same reason you make a bracha here on Halal Beleil HaSeder and Shul that you say after davening. Well, both of them are problematic. So the Vilna Gaon just points out that you have the same problem here by Halal Beleil HaSeder as you have there by lighting the Neres Chanukah and Shul. But both of them are a problem because it's against the general rule of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that we generally don't recite a bracha when we do something that is only a minhag Yisrael. So this is a major question you have to deal with. You could answer, yeah, both of these are Pirsumei Nisa, and maybe that's a reason in and of itself to make a bracha. Might be true, I just don't know why a bracha should be recited just because of Pirsumei Nisa. Yeah?
And maybe if the Shulchan Aruch is following Maseches Sofrim,
right,
it has a specific limud here. It says, Olvarach Aleim L'Omer B'Ni'imo L'Kaimash Nemar N'Ramash Mayato. So there's a special pasuk here, and there's a different treatment for this particular...
Right. That's what I would have thought, because if you read the Maseches Sofrim in the original, you see the Maseches Sofrim writes, there's a pasuk from which we learn they have to make a bracha. The problem is, then how does the Vilna Gaon tell us that the Shulchan Aruch extrapolates from here to make a bracha on Chanukah when you light the Neres Chanukah and Shul? Right? You wouldn't be able to learn from here. So that's a problem. Yeah. Chanukah is not a yontif either. It's a... So Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, the same thing.
No, Rosh Chodesh itself is say like saved.
So therefore,
it's not only on the nails; it's also on the
Etzim. Oh, meaning the recitation of Hallel.
Right. Yeah.
Okay, but what does that have to do with Neiros Chanukah and Shul?
Neiros Chanukah is the same thing; it's all one unit.
And therefore,
you should make a bracha. The Rosh Chodesh is just another day on the calendar, really.
I'm not sure. I don't know. Again, you always have to be careful whenever we have these kinds of questions. I remember Rav Asher Weiss once told me something that is a very important thing to keep in mind. Nothing to do with this, but just in general. He said you have to think, when you're trying to distinguish between two cases, and you try to figure out what the differences or what the similarities are, he said you can come up with all kinds of distinctions, but it might be a chiluk she'ena mechalek. It's a distinction without a difference. So it's true. This is might be a yantiv, that might not be a yantiv, but so what? So therefore, why would that be the answer to our question as to whether or not... Is that really the rationale? Why? I don't know. You have to really think it through carefully to figure out whether that is enough of a difference to explain why there would be a discrepancy between here on Hanukkah lighting the Neros Hanukkah in Shul and the case of Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? Because we don't say halal shalim, you only say chatzi halal. So this is all the Gemara says. Yachid gomer behemes halal. What are the days? Oh, so that's a question. Why do we only say half halal on the rest of Pesach? Very good question. The Gemara explains why. The Gemara says ma'aseh yad tovim beyam ve'atim amrim shira. There's a reason why. Separate reasons. Not because it's a minhag. We have an absolute obligation to say halal on the rest of Pesach, but there's a separate reason why we leave out the rest, which is again. Speaks to the original point that we started with. Pesach is so complicated. We have so many different halals we have to contend with, and each one has its own laws and its own configuration. It's not so easy to figure out how it all fits in together. Now, what's the halacha if my family minhag happens to be like the Shulchan Aruch, to say halal, and I'm davening in a shul that does not recite halal b'leil haseder in the shul? So am I allowed to say halal b'yichidus b'leil haseder? If you understand that the whole reason why we say this halal is only because b'shumei nisa, I'm going to say halal at home already. So what do I gain by saying it here in shul? What's the point of that? So the Chida already raises this issue in the Birkei Yosef, and he says, yes, I have a Masorah from the Ramah Mipanu, where the Ramah Mipanu said, even if you daven in a shul where they don't say halal, and you're the only one who's going to stay behind and say it, he says that would be the appropriate thing to do, because that's your family minhag. That's what the Birkei Yosef writes, that we should go ahead and say it. What becomes more complicated is the following. Let's say I'm from a family that does not say halal, and I daven in a shul where they do say halal, and I also happen to be the Baal Tefillah in the shul. So am I allowed to daven for the Yamid on Leil HaSeder when I know that I'm not supposed to be reciting halal, and now I'm going to be forced to say halal with a bracha, which according to my family custom is a bracha levatela? So am I allowed to do that or not? That is a very important question. That is not only relevant to this case here, but it's relevant to many other places in halacha as well. So let's just back up a step and try to understand what is involved in this question. We have a minhag, many communities have a minhag, that on every night of the week when we daven Maariv, we say Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen, and we end off Yireh Einenu V'Yismach Libenu. What is this all about? What is the origin of this practice? Where does it come from? In fact, it's not mentioned in Shas at all. This is not mentioned in the Gemara. But it seems to be it's a minhag vasikin. It seems to be it's a very, very old minhag from the days of the Kadmonim. So the Tur tries to explain what this minhag is all about. Nukli number Zion on the top of the page. Tur is in Siman Reish Lamed Vav. Umasha Noagim Lahafsik. Why is it that we make a hefsik and we say Baruch Hashem Liolam in between Gal Yisrael and Shmona Esrei Amayriv? Bipsukim Yiru Einenu V'Kadosh. He explains, Lefisha B'yamim Harishonim Hayubat Knesiyah Shalahem B'Sadas. Because in the early days, the shuls were all the way out in the dangerous parts in the fields. People were afraid. If you're going to daven Shemona Esrei, it takes everybody a long time. They have a lot of kavana. By the time everybody finishes davening, it's going to be late already. And then we're going to be afraid to walk back to the community. It's going to be dark outside. Who knows what could happen to us in the fields. And therefore, tiknu lomar psukim elu, sheyesh b'hem shmona eser azkaras, can I get shmona eser bracha sheyesh b'tfilas arvis, v'niftar mekadosh. So Baruch Hashem Le'olam is basically an abridged shmona esrei. This way, we can finish up davening maariv quickly, everyone can get home, and we don't have to worry about all the kavan and shmona esrei. Okay, that's the way it started. The Atta says the tour, nowadays, shechazru l'ispalo tfilas arvis b'batek nesios, now we don't daven in the fields anymore, our shuls are not in dangerous places. We daven in a normal shul. Nobody's afraid to go to shul. Lo nisbato minhag harishon. Says the tour, once we already started with this practice, we're going to keep going. And everybody's going to keep on saying, Yiru einenu baruch Hashem li'olam. We're not going to get rid of it, even though the reason for the whole institution really doesn't apply anymore. Writes the tour in the end, Mikal makom, Eim lahafsik bedvar macherim. Even though we're mafsik here with Yiru einenu, and it doesn't really fit in, there's no reason to say bizman hazeh, you shouldn't really stick anything else in. Says the Torah, there are many great tzaddikim who had the practice not to say Baruch Hashem Le'olam at all. Why? Because today it's just irrelevant. There's no reason for the takana, no reason to say it, and therefore, perhaps there were many who said that we should not recite it today.
Yes, so Nusach really doesn't say it.
Many don't say it. Many don't say this thing. And in Eretz Yisrael, as we know, for anyone who's visited Eretz Yisrael, we know that all the shuls there basically don't say this either. So writes Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a very important shuva that's relevant not only to Yiru Einenu, but to our case as well. Number one, Bidvar Birchas Yiru Einenu. Ein hadavar tali be'Eretz Yisrael v'chutz la'aretz. This has nothing to do with living in Eretz Yisrael or living in chutz la'aretz. Ela, she'ha'omrim v'chutz la'aretz yesh lahem lomar gam be'Eretz Yisrael. If you are from the kind of community where they say it in chutz la'aretz, when you get to Eretz Yisrael, you should say it there as well. Ve'elu she'ein omer be'Eretz Yisrael, ein lahem lomar gam chutz la'aretz. And those who are in Eretz Yisrael should not say it there, and they should not say it here. Ki machlokas huva b'tur. This is a major machlokas in the tour, two deus. And in Eretz Yisrael, they've adopted the opinion that we leave it out. In America, they adopt the opinion that we say it. And therefore, it doesn't matter whether you're from here or from there. Whatever your practice is, wherever you come from, that's what you should do, even if you're visiting the other community. That's what Rav Moshe writes. However, ach ulai be'Eretz Yisrael, then he says, I'm not so sure because in Eretz Yisrael, maybe it's disrespectful for a ben chutz la'aretz to say it. When everybody else is already starting Shemona Esrei, and you're going to go against the minhag, and you're going to take extra time to say Yiru Einenu, says not a good idea. Okay, now we get to the main issue, which is, what if I'm davening for the Yamud? I'm a Ben Eretz Yisrael, or a person who davens Nusach Hari, like you said, and I have the practice not to say Yiru Einenu, not to say the whole Baruch Hashem Le'olam. And now I daven for the Yamud, I'm a Chiv. I daven for the Yamud in Chutz La'aretz, and everybody says it here. So what am I supposed to do? What do I do? So what's the answer? You should say it. How can you say it's a bracha levatela? My family practice is not to say it. So how can I say it? So writes Rav Moshe as follows. You say it quietly, but usually you're supposed to finish off the bracha. Everyone answers amen. So what do I do when I'm the chazan? And again, this is relevant to our question here. What if I'm asked to be the chazan on Leil HaSeder, and I daven in a shul where they say challah with a bracha, and my family minhag is that we don't say challah b'leil haseder with a bracha. We don't say challah at all in shul. We're going to say it at home like the Rama. So perish menat tzibur. So let's look through. Let's see what Rav Moshe says. Yoredei chelag gimel. Rav Moshe writes. This is number tes. Masha echa noig lamer birchas yirei neinu b'chol ma'ariv shachol. B'matzei Shabbos einu omer. Do I have to say like everybody else or not? Try to do it in a way where nobody's going to notice. So if you're just davening together with the rest of the tzibur, so say Kriya Shema slowly, that by the time they're all saying Baruch Hashem Li'olam, you're still finishing up Emes Ve'emuna Gal Yisrael Hashkiveinu. There's no reason that anyone will even notice. However, he says, Imhu ba'ofen shi efshar. What if it's impossible for me to hide it? For example, kigon shu over lifnei ateva. I am the chazan. So what do I do then? Then they're going to blow my cover. I'm davening for the Yamud. I come from Eretz Yisrael. I don't say Baruch Hashem Le'olam. And now I'm here in America where they do. Says Rav Moshe Tzarech Lomar. You have to say, Hai, it's a bracha levatala. I hold like those opinions that I'm not allowed to say it. So how can I do it? So the answer is, Rav Moshe brings an amazing raya from the Gemara. The Gemara says in Pesachim Daf Kuvav, Rav Ashi ikla l'machuza. The Gemara says that Rav Ashi once took a trip to a certain community called Machuza. Amrulei likdash lan mar kiddusha rabba. Come Shabbos morning, and they invite him to be the guest of honor. He's sitting at the head of the table, and they tell him, can you make kiddusha rabba? He looks at them, he says, what's kiddusha rabba? He has no idea what it is. He's embarrassed to ask. He doesn't want to, you know, be the misfit here. He doesn't want to stick out. So he says to himself, Amar Baruch Pi HaGafen. He says, look, obviously Kiddush always has Baruch Pi HaGafen, so I'll start with that. Gets up, picks up the cup of wine, he says, Baruch Pi HaGafen. V'agid Bey, and he's holding the cup of wine, he doesn't take a sip yet, he's looking around to see what's everyone else going to do. Chaz Yalahu Saba, he sees an old man sitting at the table, D'gachen V'shasi. He sees the guy picks up his cup of wine, after Rav Ashi finishes the Baruch Pi HaGafen, he takes a drink. Rashi said, oh, that was a good idea I had. I had no idea they asked me to say Kiddusha Rabbah. I never heard of Kiddusha Rabbah. I say Kiddush, Baruch Pi HaGafen, Shabbos morning. I don't know what they do here. So he says, I have a good idea. I'll make Baruch Pi HaGafen. I can't go wrong with that. And I look around. He looks around. He sees an old man in the back is already drinking. So he says, obviously, that's all they mean. Why do they call it Kedusha Rabbah? I have no idea. But I do what I was supposed to do. Okay. So the Rashbam says, well, what would he have done if nobody drank? He's sitting at the table Shabbos morning. They tell him to make Kiddush. He says Baruch Piyagaf and he's looking around. What if the old man in the back didn't take a sip of his wine? What was the plan then? What was plan B? What was he going to do? So let's see. The Rashbam writes, the Agid Bey, Herich Bo, he waited a little bit to take a sip of wine. Ladas, in order that he should know, im yisarhev echad mehem lishtos, is one of them going to bend over and take a cup from his wine? And take a sip from his wine. Vekach yavin debar piyagafen regila nomar vesulo. That's how we'll know whether bar piyagafen is enough, or whether they meant something more by telling him to make Kiddusha Rabbah. Shimlokein hayomer lehem kiddush gadol shalayla kimenhagan. If he looked around the table and he saw nobody drank, says the Rashbam, he would have said the Friday night Kiddush. He would have continued on to say Mekadosh HaShabbos Friday night Kiddush.
What did he do in his place?
In his own?
Yeah.
In his own, he said Baruch Piyagafen. Now he comes as a guest to Mechuza. He comes to the head of the table. They say, would you like to make Kiddush Rabbah? He says, sure. Then he says, I've never heard of Kiddush Rabbah. What is that? That's just a fancy way of saying the Baruch Piyagafen. But he didn't know what it meant. So he didn't want to ask. So the Rashbam says, what was the plan? The plan was, if he sees nobody's drinking, he'll just skip to say that, you know, he'll add on a whole new bracha, even though he feels he doesn't have to say it. So how can that be? How is that an option? So this is a big problem. And in fact, some of the Mefarshim on the Gemara, Belezer Moshe Hurwitz, who has a pirush on the back of the Gemara, writes, Tzarechian, Eich haya Ravashi mevarech mashal adaito haya bracha levatela. Ravashi's sitting at the head of the table and he's looking around. He wants to take a cue from someone who's sitting next to him. But meanwhile, what if nobody gives him the cue? Then he's willing to make a bracha levatala and he says, I don't understand this. So Rav Elazar Moshe Hurwitz says, no, you have to say a different pshat. You have to say a pshat in the Gemara is that he came to the city and he knew they were all Amaratzim. So he was embarrassed to ask him a question. Why are you asking me to say Kiddusha Rabbah? Obviously you mean that nobody said Kiddush last night. You were all sleeping when Shabbos came in. So you slept through the whole Friday night, and now you wake up Shabbos morning, now you have an obligation to say Friday night Kiddush. So that's what he meant. That's what he meant. He assumed that nobody said Kiddush, a whole city of Amaratzim, everybody missed Kiddush Friday night, and therefore he says, I'm going to look around. If nobody drinks from the wine, it means they didn't say Kiddush Friday night, and now I'm going to say Kiddush for them. So the other Achanim say, come on, that's not really what the Gemara means. That can't be. Truth is, one of the Rishonim does write that that's Pshat in the Gemara. But the Rashbam here writes not so. So Rav Moshe says, you see a raya from the Gemara that what? See a raya that if there's a community who has a legitimate psak, if there's a community that has a legitimate reason why they're making a bracha, even if I personally don't agree with them, I think it's a bracha levatel. I think Shabbos morning, the only thing you're supposed to say when you make Kiddush is, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Pri Hagafen, finished. But yet now I'm visiting another community, and what they do is they say the entire Kiddush with Mekadosh HaShabbos. The Rashbam seems to be telling us that I'd be able to do as they do, and it wouldn't be considered a bracha levatala for me. Now this is very relevant to our case, and Rav Moshe proves from that Gemara and that Rashbam, you see from here, that if I have the practice not to say Baruch Hashem Liolam, I'm from Eretz Yisrael, and now I come to Daven with a minyan where they do say it, writes Rav Moshe, you see a raya from the Gemara, it's not considered a bracha levatala for me to do as the community does. Even though according to my own personal opinion, I would never say this bracha, and to me it's a bracha levatala. But it doesn't matter, says Rav Moshe. You see from this Gemara that you have the ability to make a bracha and to rely on their opinion because now you're davening in their place. Rav Moshe has yet another tshuva about our case. Let's see, Igros Moshe Chelek Beis, Simon Sadi Dalid. And there, this is the last one, Yud Beis. Here Rav Moshe talks about our case. What happens on Leil HaSeder when I'm davening for the Yamud and I happen to come from a community where they don't say Halal B'Leil HaSeder and now I'm davening in a community by my in-laws, by my parents, wherever it might be, and now I find myself in a position where they do say Halal with a bracha and I'm the chazan, so what do? Says Rav Moshe, the answer is as follows. Hadnogim Mishitas Hagra Omrim Halal B'Beis HaKnesses B'Leilei Psachim. If I go like the Shita of the Vilna Gaon and the Shulchan Aruch, I will say halal on Leil Pesach. V'lachein, av shebeis haknesses hu shal nusach ashkenaz omrim halal. Shemestama hayu sham balabatim shenogim kagra, memela asur l'shanus lomar lehem shelo yomru. If you have a shul that already says halal and that's the custom, then that's what you should do. V'chein asr memela latze, says Rav Moshe, you're not allowed to do what they say the Brisker Rav did. Not allowed to walk out. No, maybe the Brisker Rav never did it. I don't know. But you're not allowed to walk out on the shul. D'kivan d'nagu sham kein, since that is what the practice of the shul is. Gam misha eno noag lo mahalo, kivan sha'ata mispal v'beis ha'knes hazeh. Asr l'shanos m'pnei ha'machlokis. You're not allowed to do different than the rest of the community is doing, and therefore we assume if the shul's practice is that you say halal b'leil haseder in the shul together, you need to stick around. Too bad. You marry this girl and her parents have this crazy minhag to say halal in shul. Too bad. You're stuck with it. You're not allowed to walk out. Vim yatza b'shvil zeh, hare nami ikatam epnei da'asar ha-machlokas. He says you're not allowed to walk out because you will be creating machlokas. Avol, ein lo levarach ki zehu b'tzina. If I'm just an innocent bystander in the shul, so you stick around and you just say some tilim, you say some paragraphs of halal, but you don't make a bracha because it's not your minug. Dolo nikar kol kachem avarach olo. Vim haya ba'ofen shahaya nikar shalo birech. Says Rav Moshe, what if I am the chazin and there's no other way around it because they asked me to daven for the yamut. And now I'm in a shul where they say a bracha on the halal. Nirash atzarech gam levarech. It seems that you should make a bracha on that halal, even though your practice is not to. The raya mipsachem nafkuvav, says Rav Moshe, the raya is, like we just said, from the story of Rav Ashi, Mechuza, Kiddusha Rabbah, and therefore he says, this is the practice, this is what should be done. The truth is, Rav Moshe is not the first one to bring this proof. This really dates back way before Rav Moshe. The Chida writes in one of his tshuvas that this is the practice for a Sparti, who on Rosh Chodesh comes to daven for the Yamid in an Ashkenazi shul. And as we know, the Sfardim don't make a bracha on Rosh Chodesh and Ashkenazim do. So he says, if that is the case, and I happen to be the chazan, I'm a chiyuv, or whatever it is, they ask me to daven for the Yamud, says the Chida, you can bring a raya from that Gemara and Psachim Daf Guvav, that you have every right to make a bracha on the halal, even though according to my position, according to my family custom, a bracha is not supposed to be recited. So this is a very important halacha that is relevant not only to halal b'leil haseder, but it's relevant, as we said, to halal on Rosh Chodesh, if you're davening for the Amid. It's relevant, happens all the time, where you have a chazan who comes from Eretz Yisrael, or from another community by Ma'ariv, and they have the practice not to say Yirui Neinu, but now they're davening in our shul. So Rav Moshe says, the right thing to do is for them to adopt the practice of the shul that they're davening in, to say Baruch Hashem Leolam, and to then finish off with the bracha the way the community is used to doing. And al yishanam b'pnei ha-machlokas, you don't have a right to walk out of the shul because you happen to have a different custom. You're supposed to be going along with whatever the minhagim of the community are. So this is a little bit of the understanding as to what this halal is all about on Leil HaSeder. Again, it's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Halacha. Many, many communities, even though we normally follow the psakim of the Ramah, many, many communities in this case have adopted the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, which is that even though we're going to say halal b'yechidus at home, we still go out of our way to say halal together as a tzibur b'shum pirsumei nisa in shul itself, and on that halal that we say on Leil HaSeder, we recite a bracha upon doing so as